This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. There's been buzz for months around Beyoncé Knowles' Formation Tour. Here in Tampa, fans are especially excited as Beyoncé's been spotted rehearsing for tonight's show at Raymond James Stadium. But the singer took the hype to another level when she recently surprised fans by dropping a new album called Lemonade. It came with a lush hour-long video and is full of hints of infidelity and relationship crisis.
Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king, never made it out.
The album triggered a massive firestorm of social media chatter and news media coverage. After all, Beyoncé and her husband, rapper businessman Jay-Z, are one of the world's biggest celebrity couples. Kelly McBride, what exactly about Lemonade is creating so much attention?
Oh, there's so much to talk about here. I mean, first of all, Beyoncé is just a genius in the music business because the way that she released this, you know, musicians are all freaked out because it's really hard to make money off of music because everybody wants to stream it. The way that she released it, you have to buy the entire album. Even if you want to stream it, you have to buy the entire album. Her business sense is really smart. And then there's all the narrative of the video, which seems to imply that there's a bit of drama going on with her and Jay-Z.
This kind of promotion of a new album seems more connected to the audience and to fans than, say, just a concert tour or just appearing on late night talk shows, right?
Right. Like, if you're a media outlet and you weren't talking about Beyoncé's album, then you were irrelevant for a certain portion of your audience. It's super important for the media to talk about this because there's so much in this particular album and the video that went along with it that is relevant to today's society, and it's an opportunity to bring different voices into the media in a way that is really hard otherwise.
She's not the first artist to make political statements, but the way she released it involving the streaming service and all the social media chatter about whether she is or isn't getting cheated on, does that change how people are receiving these kind of statements?
Well, I think it makes it seem more authentic because she's not doing some big dramatic press conference. The political statements of the whole Black Lives Matter movement and the frustration with what seems like inequities and injustice in police relationships with Black communities, those are all given voice here in this album as well. And then the video itself has all this imagery of Southern Black women as strong and important and significant. And so that's all fresh. And we don't hear that from an authentic voice. I mean, Beyoncé is from the South. She is a Southern Black woman. And that, I think, is what gives it power, is that it seems genuine and authentic, not just somebody doing it because it's popular.
That's kind of a refreshing thing from people who think she's just about putting out pop singles.
Well, it brings into play a broader narrative. As media has become smaller and smaller in terms of the chunks that we consume, and now nobody buys the whole album, but if you want to get this, you have to buy the whole album. And in fact, the only way that you can listen to it is if you actually buy it. And so yeah, I mean, go Beyoncé. Way to make people listen to an hour of your work rather than just a snippet of it.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, thanks for putting this latest pop culture phenomenon in context.
You're welcome.